Coast, Jane W. Houston, quasi indefatigable journalist. I get upset too easy. It's been a call I've been expecting. They could have called yesterday. They could have called early this morning. Something else came up, and I'm having to travel. The place where I go is out of cell range. Therefore, I'm really hard to contact. Well, now they're going to be upset because they're going to like say, you need to come right now, Jay. You need to come right. I said, it's too late. I'm sorry. There was somebody else in front of you. I didn't know your need. So there it is. And I get upset because I really do want to serve those people. It's not that I'm angry at them. I just wish circumstances would have hit better. So I'm going to have to call them back later and see what's going on and see if I can come up with some way to handle it. Anyway, you're listening to Quasi-Indefatigable Zenilith. This is the second recording on the new website. I'm constantly changing. I'm constantly trying to, not trying to make it better. I just like to change. I'm going back to a wiki. I like those better. It's not the standard wiki, you know, where people can, you know, make changes, because I don't keep enough of an eye on it to make that worthwhile. It's just a convenient way for me to do content, to add pages, to do stuff. And I really like this one. For the problems that I typically have, this solves almost all of them. There's a few things I wish I could do better. I kind of team it up with the old Gopher server to make it a little more interesting. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully I'm going to get my thing back on and going. So it'll work again. I'm always, you know, people say, well, Jay's just kind of weird because he's always doing this and he's always doing that and he's always talking about things that are going on around him. The recharger pack on my laptop is screwball. It works for a minute. I really need to send it back in and get it replaced because it's just unreliable enough to be annoying and try to get me killed at some point. Don't look like you have to catch it at the right moment. I'm not going to worry about it because I'm about ready to kill myself. Going into a curve, of which we have many here in my part of Mexico. Anyway, I got it. So there's a wiki. As soon as I get all the information moved from the Gopher over to the wiki, we'll just be on the wiki, but you'll still be able to get to it through the Gopher. Because I just like cat running an old Gopher server. You know, I don't want it to be. You know, I was kind of running a Gopher server that you could get to through from the internet, but it looked crappy, and I didn't really like the interface at all. So I like this better. To go and get the internet through, go and get the information through the Gopher is really kind of a pain in the butt. Because everything's just right there on the front page. How wikis work is everything's just kind of flat. There isn't any kind of structure to the actual storage of what you put on a wiki. It's all put in one place. You actually have to have I can't say that as a hard and fast rule, but by and large, it's all just put in one place. You know, you have to have unique names for everything for it to work. So what the Gopher ends up looking like is just this huge directory of all this garbage. And so it'll look interesting on the gopher side. It won't look like what would be considered a traditional gopher, like I used to have. But, you know, that's okay. At this point, there's only, what, two or three people that even look at a gopher. So what difference does it make, right? Anyway. Oh, well. Now I'm trying to unplug this. I can't unplug it. God. Oh, now it's working. It's almost like it gets a short circuit or something in it, and then all of a sudden it works fine. I don't get this piece of equipment. It really doesn't make much sense. All right. So what should I talk about this time? My God, there's so much going on. I like magic bullets. Now, I did a podcast that was called The Magic Bullet, but I never really mentioned the term. I never said it, but that's what it was. It's that one little thing that can make everything just change. It looks like I've gotten to the point to where I can take a voicemail. I'm going to pause this and get back to it here in a minute. This is Jay Nemro. Hang on. My cell phone is obnoxious. I use an antenna booster, but the problem with it is that sometimes a data packet will occasionally get through in a circumstance where a voice message wouldn't have a freaking chance. And that's kind of what I'm in the middle of right now. Kind of a few little things can get through, but nothing important. So, right back to where we were. What were we talking about? Oh, the magic bullets. You know, I gave the whole thing about making school non-compulsory. Something that I think those people who are in power will see coming. You know, honestly, I try to come up with things I think will sneak into the radar screen. It will kind of be, it's almost a subversive act. But I think they'll see that for what it is. Oh, no. The great base of our power in education is the fact that we have the children. They're ours. And that's what compulsion does. If the kids have to go to school, you have power over them. If they don't, you have nothing over them. And I always come up with ideas of how one could kind of almost make a deal with those in power, you know. Those guys would say, we have to understand, we get paid for how many students we have. And I would say, well, let's freeze. Let's freeze how much money you make and double it. Let's freeze your income and double it. Let's freeze how much money comes to your school and double it. But just give us the non-compulsory. And I mean, we will make it permanent. How about, you know, if you guys say, well, that's not fair because usually we get a little more of you. It's fine. What's that number, 10, you know, 5%, usually 5% more a year for operations and making, you know, and getting new buildings and yada, yada, yada. Okay, well then let's double that. Let's make it 10%. You'll get a 10% increase in your income every year. It's called buying your freedom. Because when it gets right down to it, you just have to ask those guys, well, what do you really want? What are you really after? And then you appease what they're after. It throws them for a loop because they come from a world where you have to almost lie and make up stories to get what you want. And you say, you mean I can just be straightforward and say, hey, all I want is a crapper load of money? And you go, yeah, and I'll give it to you. I'll make sure you have it. Will that just placate you so we can take so that other people can have what they want? You don't have to make their lives miserable. You don't have to enslave children and turn them into absolute idiots. Is that what we have to do? So yeah! I was thinking about this because I, like I said, I bike to work every, well, most mornings. Except if it's really bad, or if there's something really horrendous going on. Or if I'm on the road like I am now. And there was this guy behind me, and it looked as though he was really upset to be behind me, that the fact that I was on a bike was just throwing off his karma, you know, was throwing off his groove, and that if he could have, he would have, you know, told the police, the cops to come and pick me up because I was being dangerous, you know. He didn't feel like he could operate a motor vehicle with a bike on the road, too. And so I pictured in my mind, I said, ooh, what would happen if that actually got prosecuted? And there was him, and there was me, in front of a judge. What would I do? I'd probably say, what do you really want? And the guy'd go, well, I want you to be off the road. I said, well, I have a right to be on the road. No, what do you really want? Do you want money? If I put down $1,000 right here, and you gave me your promise that you weren't going to bother me or take up this judge's time, and you could just have $1,000, is that really what you want? Is this all about the money? He'd go, oh, no. And you go, sure it is. Absolutely. What do you really want to do? Do you really want me to stop barking? Here's a gun. Once you pick up that gun, I will take no action against you, Judge. Judge, I swear to you, I give this man permission to blow my head off because he doesn't like me riding on the same road he's on. I scare him. So I must be a dangerous society, and I give him full permission to blow my head off. Go ahead, blow my head off. Oh, I'm not going to do that. That's just not right. And you go, well, then what do you want? What do you want? Those are the only two things you could possibly want out of almost any situation. Do you want money, or do you want to kill somebody? One or the other. Well, I just didn't like the fact that I had to put you into my calculations. I'm used to working with cars. I don't like bikes. And you go, so we're sitting here. You're trying to make sure I get fined for existing. Yeah. You know, and they're going, let's just get right down to the meat of it, you know. When somebody says, well, I don't like this idea, and they come with a few really cheesy reasons, you go, no, let's just go straight to it. Is it the money? You don't want to lose your job? Fine, you're not going to lose your job. You have a job for the rest of your life. You like how much money you make, but you figure you're going to get some raises. Why don't we just obfuscate that right now? We're going to double your salary right now. It'll never go up, but you're going to double your salary right now. Okay? You'll never have to worry about money again. You're going to make $100,000 a year as a teacher. You don't have to be a good one. Yeah, well, this is money like that. You know, plenty of bad teachers make good money. It's not a question of that. So, you know, and you take away all their biggest problems, but you know what? They still cling on to the coattails of things. Well, it's not good for the children. You don't care about the children. Get it quiet. If you cared about the children, you wouldn't do the things you've already done. You wouldn't do the things you plan on doing tomorrow. It has nothing to do with the children. It has to do with money and power. Because we took care of your money problem, now your only concern can possibly be about power. I can't give you any more power. You own the children! What more do you want? You want to be able to own the children and not have anybody question you. Right? Says, well, guess what? I'm not going to let you have my kids. Anyway, I was listening to this thing by John Stossel. It happened to come up because I heard about it on Free Talk Live. I went and I watched it on the internet, and he did a whole thing about stupid in America. And is it provocative? Shoot, yeah, it's provocative, man. But it's true. How come our kids are stupid? And he tried to ask people, he tried to interview people. People wouldn't talk to him. You know, school superintendents wouldn't talk to him. Nobody would talk to him. Finally, a couple of people said, well, you can go and see some hand-picked kids from some hand-picked schools to show you that we're really smart. And you go, no, those kids are really smart. The rest of the kids are stupid. He was big on school choice. Now, I know that school choice isn't going to work. It isn't going to work because it's all about money and it's all about power. They're not going to give up power because they think that's the only way they can get the money. So it's not going to happen. When people say, I don't understand why the schools fight school choice so much, you know, because it reduces their power. And when they don't have the power, basically, of having your kids whether you like it or not, then you don't have the money. And when I thought about my solution of just throwing money at them until they just get, until they're willing to break, they never will. Because they know that eventually they will have more of your money. And they're willing to wait. They're much more interested in hanging on to their power. That's much more what they're about. Power equals money. And these are from people that basically didn't have a lot of power when they were younger. You know, school, the captain of the football team, the head cheerleader, you know, the top boy and the top girl, did they end up becoming teachers? No. Not unless they're on some weird social kick. I guess. They went on to do other things, higher things. Well, that's okay because those who are kind of low class, kind of go with the flow sort of people, they're not going to count anything fantastic. The easiest thing to fall into is teaching. It really is. How come you think the biggest department in most colleges is the education department? Well, it's really all. It's really simple. You know, that's where most people just kind of get sucked into. It's kind of a storm drain of colleges. You know, when the flash flood comes, when everyone gets washed down to one place, you know, if you don't fight, if you don't try to find something else you can do, you end up being a teacher. You're your teacher education. So, that's what happened. Easy, just printer job. I'm not going to say it's an easy job. It's not an easy job. It's a default job. If you can't do anything else, they'll end up giving you credentials enough to be a teacher. Now, you may not ever be able to work. You might wash out of the system. You know, and I'm not saying that that's always going to be the worst people. It's just the people that don't conform to the system. You can be a horrible human being, but conform very well to the system and have a job that lasts for life, especially if you are willing to just sit there and just piss on people, you know, if it doesn't bother you. See, now I'm trashing teachers. But I'm not. I'm not trashing the individual people that do it. It's a smart thing to do. There's a lot of money in teaching. There's a lot of power in teaching. If you felt disenfranchised as a child, as a kid, as a high schooler, which is really easy to do because school's great at disenfranchising people. There's only a few people that really feel like they're on top of the game at school. You know, and it's mostly teachers blustering, you know, trying to get a leg up on people that are, you know, teenagers that don't have any clue, by and large. There's a few that do, and boy, those teachers hate those people. You should just do what they say, because if you don't, they're going to make your life a living hell. So, you know, you appease them. So anyway, I'm not saying that there aren't great teachers. I'm not saying that teachers are stupid or bad or anything like it. It is a default thing for a lot of people. You know, if all else fails, I'll go to the Chase department and we'll do teaching. And they do a little bit of screening there, I'm sure they do. It's not difficult. They have to fill a quota. There's a certain number of teaching slots that need to be filled, and if they're not working hard to get those teaching slots filled, well, then there it is. You know, they're not going to do very well. They have a responsibility to make sure there are teachers in the classroom. Anyway, John Stoffler came up with the whole idea of, you know, well, he didn't come up with the whole idea of it. You know, he said the greatest solution to the problem, and a lot of people say this, is for school choice. But it's dubious. It's not going to work. It's not going to work because it really doesn't have anything to do with children. Education really has nominally nothing to do about children. There's so much widgets to get boxed up, labeled, packed, and shipped. That's what it is. It's just like any other business that's trying to produce a product. They just want to produce a product. If a kid gets in the way of producing a product, well, that's the kind of kid that we don't want to have here. And the hard press is on to get that kid to go to another school district or to drop out or just to fall under the screen, you know. There are ways to get rid of people. There are ways to get rid of things. Stopping? Are we going? Can I press? I'm just going to go. I love it when these guys don't have a real sign. I think he's just warning you that somebody's there. I don't think he's trying to get me to stop, but he's got this dang flag, and it's like, what do we do? Slow down? Stop? What's going on? I love people that are really kind of indiscriminate. Alright. School choice won't work because there's too much. We've already empowered those in power, and those in power are going to say, it ain't going to happen. The only school choice you have is whether or not they go to school. Now, they're going to try to curtail that, too. But by and large, they've found out that you can just leave homeschoolers out there. They're always going to be a small percentage. There were going to be people that were going to drop out anyway, and they're all for that. As long as you stay quiet and off of the radar screen, they don't care. So, if you really, you know, you can get out of school. You can educate yourself. You can educate yourself however you choose. It's illegal for some organization to say that they're educating you. I always thought that was funny. When I first got out of college with my associate's degree in daycare management, I was going to run daycare centers. I was trying to get money for my daycare center. So I went down to the Small Business Administration, the government, that gives out loans to stuff. So they were helping me work on my business plan. And that's an interesting thing. They didn't mind funding child care centers. In fact, they encouraged it. Because banks weren't going to touch it because child care centers were a horrible liability, especially with a guy doing it. They always ask me, well, is your wife doing it? Is that what's going on? Then your wife needs to come. I said, my wife is doing it. I'm doing it. And they went, because they were smarter than I was. You know, I had been to college, and unfortunately, they teach you, you can do whatever you want to do, which is a load of crap. That's not true at all. You can't do whatever you want to do. I couldn't start a daycare center. I finally figured out, and I hired a couple of ladies. I was going to hire. I was in the process of hiring them to do this job. And I didn't even get that far. I couldn't have paid them anyone. Shouldn't have been a possibility in hooting heck and holler. I was dead freaking meat. That's all there is to it. Anyway, on this SBA thing, it specifically said child care, and in quotes it said not education. It couldn't be an educational child care center. You couldn't talk about education. I changed the name of my place. I changed everything about it so that it did not appear to be educational. And I thought that was funny, but now looking in retrospect, that's because the education establishment did not want private entities doing what they were doing. They were trying to make it as difficult as it could be, because it's very easy to call a child care center and make it for kids up to the age of 18. And to say, hey, I'm in child care. We just happen to have an educational component. And that's basically what school is. It's child care with an educational component. Sometimes a little dubious educational component. they didn't want things that even could even be construed as being an educational problem, as being any kind of competition whatsoever. Interesting when I saw that. So, yeah, when people go school choice, you know, you could probably fight for it. It might happen. You know, really isolated ones get sucked up and sucked back really fast because it's really simple. There's money tied to a seat. If that seat's occupied, you're getting that money. If that seat's not occupied, you're not. The way they got homeschooling through was you tell them what school district you're in, and that school district, at least in New Mexico, gets paid as if you're sitting there. You get the money anyway. The school district does. Now, the school district does not have to feel compelled to actually do anything. You know, that's just free money. It's like, well, if a parent's stupid enough to keep their kid home, and they promise that they're doing homeschooling, well, what do we care? Because, you know, we've got their money, so I always thought that we could try and buy them off if we could just throw enough money at them, but I think the public outcry of why are we spending so much money on a dwindling number of kids that are going to be in their schools, and you go, well, yeah, and that would create a problem ultimately, so they must have almost all the kids, and as long as homeschooling stays under the radar screen, which it is right now, you know. The powers that be said, you know what, homeschooling's not even 5% of the kids will ever homeschool, much less homeschool the whole time. And we've arranged so that we get all the money anyway. You know, we can pretty much tell the homeschoolers to piss off and we'll keep the money. You know, so I guess they figured out that it wasn't going to threaten the two things they care about the most, power and money. It wasn't going to affect either one. Once they got that done, they could really care less about that. It got to the point, though, we used to go, they've changed the laws in the last 5 years regarding homeschooling. Before, they used to have all these regulations. You had to do these things. You had to teach these subjects. They had to be tested every once in a while. And, you know, maybe every two years or so. Any time that the other kids were being tested, state testing, the homeschool kids would have to be tested too. Well, they got rid of that. Lisa, my wonderful wife, thinks that that's because the homeschooling kids look so crappy up against the regular kids. They didn't want to have the homeschool kids take the test because it made them look bad. Lisa thinks that. I just think that somebody just pushed that through and said, you know what? And there was, you know, and when the schools didn't see a threat to their money or to their power, they just went, oh, whatever. from here. Interesting. It's interesting to look. It's interesting to see what all this stuff does and what it all means. I don't really know, understand. So when it comes to school choice, I think it's just so much blah, 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 because it's not going to happen. How they got it in Europe blows my mind. I think it's because they originally had it in the first place, and it was and people just expect it to be that way. Most kids go to private schools there. You know, there's only a few kids who go to a state-run school. And a state-run school only exists as long as there's poor kids. You know, that's where poverty, well, not really even poverty-stricken kids go. You know, everybody goes to private schools in Europe, finally. Well, there's a few places where I guess they don't. There's only in the United States where we march them into schools at gunpoint and force them to go to school until it became everybody's expectation. Oh, yeah, well, you have to go to school. I'm at school, you're going to go to school. It's like the common practice of being Catholic. You know, you never go to church. You never do the things. By golly, I'm Catholic, I'm going to be Catholic until I die. And you go, you're not even practicing. It doesn't matter. It's what we do, you know. It doesn't make any sense. And schools like that, see, school doesn't make any sense, you know. Well, everybody has to go to school. Well, why? Does anybody ever learn anything? Oh, yes, you would be stupid if you didn't go to school. And you go, what? I've got evidence where people who never even tried a school, you could go, well, you know, they homeschool for convenience. There was some guy that called Free Talk Live and said he was a teacher, or he was in the education establishment, and he said there's many parents at home school for convenience, and the whole thing popped in my head, so what? What do you care? Well, they're not getting an education, and you go, that's all right, they can go to school and not get an education too. Why do you think that's the thing? And so they brought up a good point where, why should everybody else be treated like criminals just because you think what one person's doing is criminal? You know, I'll get you after school because there might be one or two parents that don't care. Or there might be a whole bunch of parents that don't care. Actually, schools actually breed parents not caring. Somebody else is handling their child's upbringing, right? Schools get upset because parents aren't more engaged, more slaving themselves for the school's benefit. You know, they get upset because parents don't present a kid that is nice and compliant and does what they're told in school. That's what schools are upset about. That's what they want parents to do. I want you to fix this. I want you to fix that. And you go, what? See, and I came at it that way. When I taught for 1 year. I'm not going to say I'm any kind of expert at all. But when I taught, I had the impression that parents were the boss. And my mentor pulled me aside and said, said, no, you have to understand, you have to know how to deal with parents. Just like you dealt with the kids. You know, here's how you deal with kids to keep in line. This is how you deal with parents to keep them in line, too. You're going, whoa! That was a new concept for me. I didn't comprehend that philosophy. I was scared to death that parents would look at what I did and say, you need to fire this idiot. I think it ultimately got down to that. There was a lot of people that wanted to get rid of me. And they found their way, and I wasn't going to fight it because I didn't want to come back. It created too many philosophical problems for me. I guess most people don't I couldn't do it. That's all I can say. So it was good that I left education or trying to teach. I'm pretty glad. I got enough of it to know that I had no interest in schooling. I was much more interested in other facets of life. And if my children end up becoming school teachers, I'll be amazed because I have indoctrinated them so much in saying, guy, I would rather you eat lead. I'd rather you drink mercury than consciously choose to be a school teacher. because I don't, it's not that I don't find it honorable. I have so many philosophical problems with it that it's almost silly to discuss it. Now, that's the thing about quasi-defactual semblance. I'm going to stop here before I really offend people, because, you know, I have friends who are teachers. I don't want to offend them. They do their job. They get paid. That's fine. Whatever. Doesn't bother me. And I hope, you know, and I hope they enjoy it. I can't. And I'm sorry. I'm not going to encourage my kids to go in that direction. I'm not even going to encourage my kids to go to school after a certain age. You know, do I want them to go to college? Yeah, I want them to go to college. Well, you need to send them to school so they're prepared for college. And you go, school doesn't prepare you for college. School doesn't prepare you for anything. You know, it's packaging. It's packaging this thing, you know. Society wants this kind of a person, compliant, you know, does what he's asked to do, already knows how to relate to authority or whatever. And colleges, I don't know if colleges really want that either. You kind of wonder when they start saying, well, we like homeschooled people. We like them in college. They make us look better. And they go, holy moly! So if school does, it actually ends up being that the college doesn't really want those people. The prestigious ones certainly don't. They like homeschoolers. They like kids that have lived a little outside the box being school. Anyway, all right, I gotta go. This is Jay. Have a great day. Bye.